Welcome to the Halloween Haunt. Here in the dark corners, you'll find the bizarre traditions, ghastly history, and scary stories and poems. And now, the OG himself, that's Ominous Ghoul, the Halloween Haunter.
Nobody wants to be in prison or jail. Yet when those TV ghost hunters visit them, we are often riveted. After all, jail on a good day is usually dark, dank, and depressing. The perfect place for malevolent spirits, don't you think? One of the most famous prisons in America is Alcatraz, which is on an island in San Francisco Bay. It started as a military prison in 1859, and became a federal prison in 1933. The worst of the worst went there, and it wasn't fun. Many murders and suicides happened, and they kept things in a strict order. Alcatraz was closed as a prison in 1963, and is now a morbid tourist attraction. Several areas of Alcatraz may be haunted. In 1946, a riot happened in Block C's utility passageway. Now, loud clanging noises are sometimes heard by park rangers. Open the door, the sounds stop. Close the door, the clanging starts again. Screams have been heard in Blocks A and B, along with running and crashing. Not the employees, by the way. Solitary confinement cells are always cold, and psychics have felt intense emotions upon entering, with the strongest in the corners where the prisoners crouched. Another island prison is across the country, in Newcastle, Delaware. It's Fort Delaware, in fact, and it's shaped sort of like home plate in baseball. It was home to Confederate prisoners in the Civil War, and was part of our national defense in World Wars I and II. It's now a state park, open to the public. The fort has a dungeon, and of course the pleasant moaning and chains can be heard. Confederate soldiers and pirates have been spotted trying to escape, and one even had a picture taken in the 80s. Smile. A historical site in Columbia City, Indiana, the old Whitley County Jail was in service for nearly 100 years, beginning in 1879. It closed in 1975. It now belongs to a local car dealer and is a Halloween attraction. It's a three-story brick building which was once state-of-the-art and beautiful, but is now decrepit, making it perfect for a so-called haunted house. The management focuses on a nasty fellow named Charles Butler, who was a bully and a mean drunk who beat his wife and son. During a bender, he shot his wife in the back in 1883. He was caught and thrown in Whitley County Jail. He and some other inmates escaped, but he was caught passed out in a bar. He was convicted to hang. Unfortunately, when he did hang, he didn't hang hard enough, and his neck didn't break. He slowly asphyxiated. All this was in front of a traumatized audience, and probably as a result was the final hanging in Columbia City. People visiting in modern times report malfunctioning cameras, moving objects, feeling hands touching when no one is there, doors opening, apparitions, mysterious footprints, and more. Mansfield, Ohio is the site of the largest castle-like structure in Ohio, the Ohio State Reformatory. A jail that looks like a castle? Yes, the designer wanted a beautiful, seemingly holy-feeling place to inspire the young prisoners to find religion and repent. It was built in 1896 on the site of a Civil War-era Union Army training camp. It was originally a boys' reformatory, a last chance for wayward youth before they went to big boy jail. Early in the 20th century, it became a federal prison. The final inmates were moved to the new prison built behind the old reformatory at the end of 1990. It's quite the Hollywood movie set. The Shawshank Redemption was filmed there, as were Tango and Cash, and prison scenes in Air Force One. There are several tours throughout the year, and special Halloween events in October. When the feds took it over, it seems that they gave up on the idea of inspiring and reforming prisoners, and it was no fun to be locked up there. Over 200 inmates died from fights and beatings over the years. There are many other tales of death and murder there. Voices can be heard in the warden's quarters when no one is there, footsteps, and the wife of one of the wardens, who accidentally shot herself in the lung by knocking a gun off a shelf. Or perhaps she committed suicide, is believed to reside in her old room, and the scent of roses is often detected when none are there. Ghosts have been seen in the chapel, feelings of choking in a shower room, and some living have even been thrown down the stairs. There is said to be a lot of evidence, including photographs of the hauntings. Well, all of this talk of prisons makes me feel cooped up. I think I need to go out into the night and get some cold, moist air. Perhaps I'll practice trick-or-treating. Learn more about these prisons, including how to visit them, at HalloweenHaunt.wordpress.com.